Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would love to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yes, I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, and electrical grid and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Yes.
And is that yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
Yes support. And you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal, and we're going to use the same scale. Strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it. The first one is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality healthcare.
Strongly support.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Somewhat support,
thank you. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Strongly support.
And the last one for this section is improving electrical grid reliability.
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And we're going to use a scale of if you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is, big oil and gas companies knew about climate change crisis in 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. The next statement is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must protect our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is the communities who have contributed the least to climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, if a lawmaker were able to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I would say a lot of impact.
And so it would enhance your opinion? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
That would enhance it.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
Somewhat support.
So much support. Thank you. Now, if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Likely Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of these following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
I think the second one, 35 to 49.
Yes, thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.